Oh, that's right. It's the continuation of the I Love Ann show. Got the one and only Jim Medford on the line with us here this morning. Let's see. Which hat are you wearing this morning, Jim?
I guess I'm wearing the Lynx at Stony Point hat, which I wear proudly.
Absolutely. So, well, first off, just before we jump into talking about the Lynx, how about this Greenwood Promise $1 million donation?
Yeah, what a tremendous commitment and kickoff to what is a real game-changing initiative for all of the residents of Greenwood to be able to offer a guarantee of at least a two-year associate's degree and then hopefully targeted specialty four-year degrees for every child that lives in Greenwood County, whether they go to public, private, or home schools. The obvious benefits for that are enormous, whether it be the social aspects that for every 1% in graduation rates that take place, there's a corresponding 1% decrease in crime rate. So, I mean, on so many different levels, this is such a great thing for our community, and to have a private donor to step up and start the band off with $1 million donation is just it says a lot about all of us in Greenwood and the philanthropic spirit that exists and has existed in Greenwood since the four founders really started this community that we all call home.
That's right. You know, well, one of the questions that I had, because I know it's a question out there, is now when will this become effective? Which graduating class will benefit from the start of this program?
Well, Ann, we're going to know that within the next week. We have the actual campaign kickoff scheduled for next week at the Inn on the Square, and we're waiting for a couple of more answers. We've been in the quiet stage, if you will. Of course, when you have $1 million donor step up, that quiet stage becomes loud pretty quickly. But we've already had some meetings with industry, and we have some other private donors that are very interested in getting involved. So if we get some pretty good answers before next week, our goal then would be to try to start this in the fall of 2016 next year. If not, it's definitely going to start in the fall of 2017. But wouldn't it be great to start this next year?
Sure. That's why I was asking. Now, you're saying started in the fall, meaning the kids that graduate in 2015 coming up would be able to take advantage of it in 2015, or would it be the following year graduate?
It would be the graduating class of this year or 2016, actually. 2015 for 2016, and if not, it would be the graduating class next year that would start in 2017.
Okay. So that it's really like a year off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The ideal, because to execute it properly, the schools, all three school superintendents for the public school system in Greenwood County, District 50, 51, and 52, are so excited about this. They obviously would like to see a start next fall. And let me say this, Anna, I think I misspoke a minute ago. It would be the graduating class of next year, 2016, that the program would start with.
Right. That's what I was asking.
Yeah. So I think I misspoke a minute ago. So if we're successful in being able to kick it off and starting next fall, it would be the graduating class of 2016. If not, it would be the graduating class of 2017 that we would start with. And again, it all depends on what happens over the next week or two, because we want to be really ready for this. If we're going to make a promise, it's a promise that, you know, we're going to live with for the rest of our lives. So we want to make sure we're on strong financial footing, but also that the schools and the superintendents have the opportunity to really put this out there and start motivating and the students all the way down to kindergarten that we're providing a future.
Correct.
Beyond just going to high school, you're going to have the opportunity for a college degree. Now, the kids themselves still have to perform in school, but it will not be a monetary issue if this program can really run on all cylinders, which we feel pretty confident it will be ready to go.
That's terrific. But I just thought, since I had you here, we couldn't not talk about this morning.
Yeah, this has been a labor of love. Myself and a few other people have been working on this for 3 years. So this is not something that just, you know, came out of nowhere. This has been a lot of work and thought and structure to be put together with a lot of involvement from a lot of people in the community, but it's been a 3-year labor of love, and to see it with the kickoff meeting next week is so exciting. I can't put into words.
Absolutely. Well, that's we'll be hearing more about that, and then this afternoon you're going to be here. We're going to be talking about the Humane Society. Karen Petty's going to be here, so we'll jump on that subject this afternoon. But the reason I had you come in before I knew about this $1 million donation was about the links at Stony Point. What's happening on Sunday?
Well, Ann, we're so excited to open our house, if you will, to anybody that's interested in coming out and looking at what we have done over the last 6 years, where Denise and I stepped up and took on the challenge / opportunity to with the links at Stony Point Golf Club. We've invested heavily over the last 6 years. We've made significant improvements each year, including this year. And we just wanted to be able to offer up and show everybody, you know, what we have to offer. And so we put out an invitation to be our guests. To come out this Sunday, starting at 12:30, for a free, beautiful lunch. I was with our executive chef yesterday, going over everything, and as far as the food, I think it'll be spectacular. So you'll enjoy a good meal. We'll give you a brief overview of what all the links of Stony Point has to offer, as far as memberships. We have membership rewards. We have a lot of different membership programs, something that hopefully will fit anybody's need. We're going to have prizes, free drawings for prizes, and then you get a complimentary round of golf on us. To you know, sometimes the experience is worth 1,000 words, so you have to come out to enjoy it, to see it, to believe it. So we look forward to hosting as many people that would take us up on our offer to come out this Sunday starting at 12:30.
And it looks like the weather's going to be absolutely fantastic.
It is. Thank God it is. And our course, by the way, is going to be ready to go. We'll be putting our best foot forward despite all the weather we had over the last couple of weeks. Our course is in great shape. Billy Ford, my outstanding superintendent, and his crew has been working away diligently to make sure we're ready to go. And the weather forecast is low 70s and sunny, and then on Sunday it's going to be a little bit of fall, which is great because we'll have our fire pit going out that we have outdoors. We're going to have on hole number 7, we have a fire pit there where we'll have some chowder and some apple cider for everybody to enjoy while they're out there to see if they can beat our pro closest to the pin on 7. But the food that we'll have before lunch, let's make it this way. We hope you leave fat and sassy after a great day as our guests on Sunday.
You're not going to fill them up so much they got to go, oh, I don't think I can play golf.
Well, I if it's like me, I don't. There's no amount of food that can stop me from enjoying a nice round of golf on a great fall day. So hopefully that will be the case.
Well, that's great. Now, you know, when you talk about some of the advantages out there at the links of Stony Point, you have a year-round heated pool, you have a fitness center, and tennis courts.
That's correct. We actually have a spa because we partner with Piedmont Technical College, so we have a massage therapy program out here, a beautiful little spa facility. We have four clay court tennis courts that are well-maintained. We have a new tennis pro, Lori, who is a Lander graduate from the tennis program, a great, great young lady, motivator for tennis. So our tennis program has built up quite nicely this past year under her leadership. We have, of course, an 18-hole champion golf course that we've been voted the best golf course in the Lakelands 5 years in a row, so we're very proud of that. We have three different eating venues, whether it be Bermuda's, our more traditional restaurant. We have Rosie O'Mulligan's, our Irish pub that we have now. And then we have Bogey's, our outdoor turnhouse, but it's also with an outdoor California kitchen and a beautiful outdoor venue, because we now have just invested to put a nice cover over the outdoor patio so everybody can enjoy that year-round and be comfortable sitting outside. And that's directly across from our fire pit that has nice, comfortable rocking chairs sitting around the fire pit. So we've got, I think, a lot to show. The year-round swimming pool, as you mentioned, other than the YMCA, we're the only ones that you can swim literally year-round. You have a 24-hour fitness center that's fully equipped with steam baths and locker room and all the exercise equipment you would want to keep yourself in shape. So there's a lot more to talk about rather than just golf, although golf is you know, the main reason we're out there, but we do have a lot of other amenities and things for everybody to enjoy.
You know, and one of the things that you also include, Jim, which I think is so smart, is that the the carts are included in your golf fees, which I think is phenomenal. It's not like you nickel and dime you once you get out there.
Right. Our membership packages are totally all-inclusive. So you're right. It includes unlimited golf, includes carts. We have a range, an outstanding practice range, chipping greens, and then, of course, all the other amenities that I just mentioned. So,
sure.
Our memberships are one price pays for it all.
You know, and you couldn't put yourself, you know, sometimes you do just need to get away, and there wouldn't be a better place to get away to with the azaleas and the trees and the beautiful homes out there. It just makes you feel like you're somewhere else, doesn't it?
It does, and having the Lake Greenwood is, you know, featured on three of our golf holes. It's like being on vacation. It truly is. We obviously live out here. I try not to be biased, but my God, it's really like living in a vacation land year round. And we want to be able to share that with anybody who would love to be a part of the Links at Stony Point family. And that's how we consider our members. They're all family members. You know, this is not owned by a management company or a developer. This is owned by Denise and myself. And if you know my wife, Denise, she's 24/7 out there. She goes out of her way to make sure everybody is comfortable and enjoying themselves. And I'm blessed to have my sister, Tracy, brother-in-law Kevin. So it's truly a family business out here, and we're invested in it not only financially, of course, but we're invested in it from a passion and desire to make sure all of our members are treated like family and enjoy what they have.
Absolutely. Well, you know, all somebody has to do is come out there and take a look, and they should be sold. But with this invitation this Sunday to come out there and be your guest and have lunch and then a round of golf, I tell you what, it's an opportunity excellent. Now, do people need to call for reservations?
Yes, we would. We would love that. The number is 942-0900. You can hit prompt number one, which gets you to our pro shop, and just let us know if you plan on coming and how many are coming, because we want to make sure that we have everybody taken care of. So we would really appreciate that.
Yeah, that makes it better. And I tell you what, you're going to have a fabulous time out there. You've made so many improvements. The Symetra Tour made you up your game on the golf course, and now everybody gets to take advantage of that.
Yes, and we'll be actually talking in our little overview about next year's not only Symetra, LPGA Symetra event, but we're now an LPGA Legends tournament stop next year, too. So we have both of those tournaments going on simultaneously the first week in May, so it's going to be an exciting time, and so we'll share the details, because our members have special privileges that whole week during the tournament. They have their own, we close off Rosie's Pub strictly for our members that week. They obviously get their own VIP passes, membership passes to the tournament. But many of our members just enjoy volunteering and being involved in what's going on that week. So that's just another added little thing that we try to make our members feel that membership really does have its privileges.
Oh, where did you get that line from, Jim?
I just keep throwing out these sound bites, Ann. You know that.
Well, I think it'll be terrific. It's going to be like a little piece of heaven out there on Sunday, and I sure hope everybody goes out there and takes advantage of it and hears more about advantages of being a member at the Links of Stony Point.
Well, Ann, one more for you. We're going to go big or we're going home.
Yeah, let's see. What was it last year? Bigger, bolder, better?
Absolutely. We got that going on, too, Ann.
All right, Jim. Well, I'll be talking to you this afternoon right here on WCRS. Meet me at the diner. You have a good one. Thanks for calling us.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Ann.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that is going on right out there at the Links of Stony Point on Sunday, the 18th. That's right. Lunch and registration at 12:30 to 1:30. They'll have their club presentation at 1:30 and 2:30. You'll be out on the golf course having a great time. So make sure you put that on the calendar. Go ahead and pick up that phone. Give them a call, 942-942-0900. That's 942-0900 at the Links of Stony Point.